It is Women of Influence Day here on 101.5 MyFM, where we shine the spotlight on extraordinary women who make a difference in our community. I'm Tommy West, and in studio with me today is Karen Ross Smith. And many of you may recognize the name because Karen is the founder. She's the organizer of Believe Bags. Karen, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. What an honor.
Thank you.
Well, I remember the first time that I heard about Believe Bags when I came to Orangeville a few years ago, and I remember seeing a picture of you and a few other women in a small room with hundreds of bags and just saying to myself, wow, how many women you are going to make feel happy over the holidays. Talk about how you came up with this idea of Believe Bags.
In 2012, I was, you know, out Christmas shopping myself and saw a number of things like Toys for Tots and hampers for grandparents and, you know, all great causes. But I thought to myself, who looks after these moms who are really struggling to get Christmas together for their kids and their parents and whatnot? And, you know, they always leave themselves last. So just with a group of girlfriends, I said, hey, you know, I have this idea of maybe just getting a little toiletry bag together for, you know, for some women for Christmas. And so between us, just girlfriends and family, we got little bags together, and we had 12 the very first year, which went to all the women that were in family transition place.
Mm-hmm. So you've been doing this now for 6 years, you know, and we hear about single mothers, and like you mentioned, the women who do it all for their family, right? Not yes. just their children's, but, you know, their parents as well, mm-hmm. you know, and don't really take the time to think about themselves, especially over the holidays. This is all about kind of giving them their moment, right? They're opening a gift just to see what's in there and having something that other mothers might take for granted.
Absolutely, yes. Like the gift bags are filled with toiletries and, you know, candles, chocolates, magazines, you know, some costume jewelry and, you know, lots of gift cards these days. And, you know, just really gives them something to believe in as, you know, believe in the magic of Christmas for themselves.
So you've expanded this project, right? I mean, you started with 12 bags, and now you're somewhere over 200 bags.
Yes, 250 we did last year. So
yeah. So you mentioned you started handing these out to women at FTP, but talk about how you've expanded it over these last 6 years.
Well, the following year was my 50th birthday, so in lieu of gifts, my birthday's in October, so in lieu of gifts, I asked family and friends once again to make donations instead of in lieu of birthday gifts. So the following year, we did 85. So then there's only 12 women that stay, not only, but 12 women that stay at Family Transition Place. So I had to, you know, think of another venue to drop them off to. So then Big Brothers and Big Sisters came on board, the Orangeville Food Bank, Dufferin Child and Family Services. So, you know, I distribute them there. It's all anonymous. So, you know, I just drop them off there. And the organizers of those committees donate them to where they see fit. So, mm-hmm. you know, usually, you know, 65 or something goes to the food bank and, you know, 50 go to decafs. And, so it's a pretty wonderful thing. And then I do also usually have a few private ones that I deliver myself from kids that have contacted me asking if they could get a bag for their moms. And those are the best because mm-hmm. it feels like Christmas for me right there. I feel like Santa.
Yeah. Because there is, you know, some anonymity with this, giving them the family transition place, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, the food bank. Do you hear the stories of, and you mentioned that you do some personal ones, but mm-hmm. what do you hear back? What's the feedback that you get? Are these women just very appreciative? And
oh, unbelievable. Yeah. Like I had one young man who has Asperger's, and he took the bag and, you know, I handed it to him, and he said, you know, I said, this is for your mom for Christmas. Like, you know, put it under the tree and give it to her on Christmas Day. And she messaged me and she said, I have no idea what's in that bag, but he has pulled everything out, counted it, wrapped it, put it back in, counted it, wrapped it. And the next, you know, Christmas morning, she messaged me and just said, this is unbelievable. Like, you know, it made me believe in Christmas. And, you know, just, yeah, I've had a number of private messages and also from all those, you know, from Family Transition Place, them saying, they've sent me letters saying, like, to watch the tears in people's eyes when we hand them to them is just, you know, I feel good all the way around. Yeah.
6 years going strong. How do you envision the future of Believe Bags?
Well, certainly, unfortunately, I can expand it in our community, but it would be wonderful if, you know, someone from other communities, women, whoever started it in other communities, because there's certainly a need for it everywhere, yeah, in every community.
This is obviously your baby. This is what you created. But you've been involved in different charities, different organizations. Talk about the importance of giving back to the community and being involved on so many different levels and just why it's important to you.
I don't know how it couldn't be important to anyone. You know, it's a feel good for myself. It's a feel good for the community that, you know, that everything stays completely local. So, I don't know how anybody couldn't be involved. It's just, this is an amazing community and... yeah, it's just a feel good.
All right, well, it is Women of Influence Day here on 101.5 MyFM, and our guest in studio has been Karen Ross-Smith. Karen, again, thank you for joining us, and thank you for all the hard work you've done with Believe Bags.
Once again, thank you. Thank you for the nomination and the honor.